You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite collaborator, Coach Sharon Shrieky, who always has a joy for life and comes to our conversations with something new to share. And today, we were discussing to have a conversation around how body confidence can boost our energy when we're kind of out of sync, when there's an event or different people coming to our house or we have to travel or whatever. And we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we call our show Body Confidence, LOA style. And with that said, Sharon, come on, tell us what you're up to.
All right. Well, I'd love for everybody to come reach me or have a little conversation with me. If you just want to have, you know, if you have a question or if you'd like to discuss something that relates to relationships, any relationship, especially the one that we have with ourselves, please don't hesitate to send me an email at sharonshriki@gmail.com. That's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you guys, and I'd love to meet you. How about you, Steph? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been up to forecasting my body knowledge system, which I use in my coaching practice, where people want to expand their body confidence by using body knowledge system tools. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. And you can reach me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. And you can contact both me and Sharon through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And as we move on, Sharon, let me repeat the question.
Okay.
I think we're asking ourselves today, are there ways that body confidence through coaching techniques, through any kind of techniques you have, can boost your energy when you're out of sync, or maybe you have to travel? Traveling for me can be a challenge for me, because I have a lot of self-care rituals that I have in place every morning, which I really enjoy. So when I'm traveling, my body confidence kind of is at a low energy. Have you found that to be true for you?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Most people are the opposite of me. Oh, we love to travel every 5 minutes. And I'm like,
no, but I can hear that whole idea of the schedule gets thrown off. And so you just have to get your bearings. Of course, you have fun, but there's always something that's a little bit off. And so it's not always comfortable.
So does our body confidence wane, or is there any tool or technique that you use for yourself?
So what I think is that, let's say it's a vacation, I try to focus on the fun of the vacation, and that sort of will help me through that loss of, let's say, the morning routine or the, you know, I try to focus on the fun. And so that's, for me, when you say events, I think of holidays. For me, it's holidays when, you know, everybody's getting together and we're, you know, all of a sudden, where you usually have to cook for your family or you have to take care of your family, you have to take care of a bunch of people. And so that throws you off as well. So I could see that anything that all of a sudden comes in our way, it could shake us, you know, it could shake our confidence and our body confidence too, because that's, It's how we feel about ourselves.
So can you pick one event and I could use a little bit of my body knowledge system technique with you and see where it goes?
Yeah, I think that helped for me. That's like on the forefront of my mind. You know, sometimes I have all of a sudden there's a holiday and there's people coming over and there's having to get dressed up and go out and to, socialize. And it's sometimes it could be challenging.
Well, let's coach around this a little bit. Okay. With your permission.
Sure. Yes. I'd love it.
You might want to get a little piece of paper because I'll give you the four body knowledge system styles.
All right.
One is analytical. Another one, don't ask me how to spell analytical.
Okay.
The other one, phonetically. Yeah, okay. Cool. The other one is spontaneous.
Okay.
The third one is inspirational. And the fourth one is organized. So we have organized, inspirational, analytical, and spontaneous. And it doesn't have to be in that order. Okay. So think of a particular moment during one of your preparations with people coming over.
Okay, so here's my, here is the feeling. So people are coming over and I just wanna like curl up with a book and, even though I am a very social person when I'm in that situation, but before the situation, I'm like, oh, I don't wanna.
So looking at the four styles, let me interrupt you here.
Okay.
Which one of these styles are you most when people are coming over? Are you spontaneous about it? Are you organized? What are you?
So I'm trying to think. I think between analytical and inspirational, because once I'm on a roll with the whole preparation and I'm excited and I'm done, it's inspired. But when I'm like anticipating it, I'm saying, how am I going to do this? What's going to be? Who am I going to?
So are you organized, analytical? Because you have to organize the preparation.
I guess. Organized, analytical.
Unless you have this fantastic friend who's doing it for you. And you can just roam around socially.
I'm that fantastic friend. That's me. But here's the thing. So it's a mixed feeling. So I love to do it when it's, I'm excited about it. But at the same time, I'm saying, oh, how am I going to do it?
But again, if we just focus for a few seconds for our listeners, if you can discern out of these four styles, which one is the most dominant and which one you couldn't care less about?
Okay. You mean which one of these four I possess or which
yes.
one of these four I need to access?
No. Who you are.
Who I
this
am.
Is who you are.
Okay. I would say spontaneous is who I am.
Wow.
Yeah. That's who I am.
That's you.
Yes.
But is that you in this situation?
In this situation? So what I'm thinking about is that when I have to do it, I will pick up and I'll do it. And I'll just do it. But when I have to think about it, when I allow myself to think about it and be analytical and say, oh, let me think, I will talk myself into not wanting to do it.
Okay. So just for our listeners, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
You really connected with who you are. So the spontaneity of who you are creates a space for you to make this event extremely enjoyable and happy.
Yes. When I just go with.
If you went into the analytical, you're not going to do that. You're not doing that.
That's a trap for me.
You're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Here you go.
When I just go with the spontaneous, which is my nature, I get it done and it's great and I'm happy and I'm just flying and I'm, but once I allow myself to start, I can talk myself out of it. I can talk myself out of the fun. I can talk myself out, Yeah, I heard this great thing. They said 14 seconds. Like if you keep a negative thought for 14 seconds, another one will join it. Another one will join it.
Well, that's not a happy party.
Not a happy party. So
I'm not going there.
I think I'm going with the spontaneous, Sharon, because
there it is. And that's what I know of you as well. Because when we do our conversations, we kind of put it out there for each other. We don't analyze it. We don't try to organize it. It has to go a certain way, maybe a little bit. No, we've got to do, I would say, with this event of doing our radio show,
Yeah. And you know what?
Both of us have that dominant style.
Yeah. Yeah, that we both share that quality, that spontaneous.
Yeah, because if I try to do that analytical organized with you, you're not going to get online with me. It's not happening.
And you know what? It would sound rehearsed, and everybody out there would be like, get me out of this. I don't want to hear this.
So with that said, what is the message, you know, with knowing the body knowledge system styles? It sounded like when the message that I heard for our audience is when you really embraced your spontaneous style, it was like it freed you up. Okay, this is who I am.
Right.
And this is how I do things.
You know what was going on in my body? I'm going to tell you. So when I started to think analytical.
What happened?
When I started explaining how I just want to stay in my bed. And it's a big event and I don't want to have to be there.
That was in your head. Yeah. Well,
once I got in my head, then I actually felt it in my body. I was feeling like, numbness and like discomfort. But then when I said spontaneous, and I was thinking of all those times that when I just do it, it's so much fun. And I come up with crazy ideas for different things. And I'm excited to see the people. And I'm in my spontaneous personality. I felt lighthearted. And
that increases your body confidence, because now we included our body physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Exactly. And you know what? Bringing LOA into that is when we're in that state of excited and happy, spontaneous, and being in our nature, in the nature that we were born with, I think that we attract good things towards us. I think we attract it because we're happy. And when we're happy, we become attractors. That's the whole, I believe, is the whole LOA idea, the whole law of attraction.
So next time you see yourself putting your head under your pillow, you know you're not living by your style.
Right. Yes, you're right. Exactly.
So get up and move around. So with that said, tell people how they could contact you.
Okay. Well, you can send me an email at SharonTricky@gmail.com. I'd love to discuss any relationship or anything that you'd like to work out. I find that a lot of times that when we talk it out, we really find our own solutions. And so I'd love to co-create with you your own solution. And my name is SharonTricky@gmail.com. You could email me, SharonTricky@gmail.com. Thank you. And you, Steph?
You can get me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. I do give free consultations around. My specialty is working with women who want to get their talents out into the world with better body confidence and better entrepreneurial skills. That's bodyawe.com. So Sharon, can help me out here. If we go the other spectrum, can you think of an event where things just didn't go your way? Or it was a challenge?
So I feel like it's always for me an internal state. My internal state dictates my external results. And so when I come into a situation with a positive feeling, like I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to handle this, I'm going to feel good, it really basically comes out good. And when I go into something, so I definitely could think back to times when I really felt like, oh no, this is overwhelming. You know, I don't want to see people, you know, maybe I didn't want to be in, you know, in the environment that I was going to, but I had no choice.
I think. Well, yeah. So I'm also thinking of, I had to go to a funeral the other day, and there was people there who I hadn't seen, but I think I used the mantra that I've heard from you. I saw it as a chance to create closer relationships with people I hadn't seen before. So like we know in the law of attraction, and also within coaching, if you reframe it. So what I told myself as you spoke to the inner thoughts, I looked at it differently. So the whole event became totally different. And so in that type, that my style was inspirational.
Wow.
And if I kept with that style and I kept with that mind mantra of, okay, I haven't seen her, I haven't seen him. Oh, it's nice to see them, even though it was a very, very sad occasion. And it worked out. What did you hear from what I just said, Sharon?
I hear that you were focused on the positive end of the event. You were focused on what you can gain from the event, not... you didn't allow the event to dictate your mood or how, you know, you didn't let it bring you down. You said, hey, you know, I could see people that I haven't seen. Maybe you even consoled people with your energy. That was, you know, you decided that your energy and your body confidence would be on a higher level. You wouldn't let yourself get low. And I think that that consoles people that are feeling low. And I think that that was a beautiful thing.
Yes, and it was very interesting because, you know, at most funerals, that there's usually a little get-together afterwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just had, I don't know, this sounds weird that I had a wonderful time at a funeral. it was like I spoke to this one cousin who I hadn't spoken to in years, and we just had a ball.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And you know what? I my thoughts on funerals, I try to not to, I understand that, you know, I don't want to get into the whole death thing, but I know that, you know, the way I think of it is it's just another, you know, another state of life, you know, another. Mm. So if I was in your situation, I probably also would be able to somewhat lift myself so that I wouldn't be down, you know, I think that the people that are mourning feel, you know, they feel strength from that kind of a personality, someone who's strong inside and allowing themselves to, you know, see, you know.
But is it okay? You know, I had to ask myself, is it okay to have this fun conversation with this cousin who I hadn't seen in years? And we just like hit it off.
Yeah.
And ate good food. And, you know, so I think, you know, there's a lot to be said with, again, reframing how you come into that particular situation.
Yeah. Like I said, you're probably, a person that's in a good state of mind is inspirational. It's inspiration for someone who's down. They feel like, okay, you know, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get over it. Life will move on and I will be okay. You know?
Well, sometimes it's not so easy, you know, have to give it time.
Yeah.
So has there been an event in your life besides, having people over that you can think of? Like, I know you made a move.
Yeah. Oh,
what style were you with the move?
Okay, so like I said, the same. I was similar. Remember, we had this conversation. When I was focusing on how positive it was and how great it is to be in this new environment, and that I was I was on fire. But once I would allow those negative thoughts, like, oh, how am I going to do this? Where am I going to, how am I going to
have Oh, yeah, this? I had I a few of those texts. Yeah, stuff. So, I don't have time right now.
Right,
yeah.
There's no time. How can I do everything?
Forget it. So how do you reframe it? So again, with law of attraction, we know contrast to clarity. So it's okay to do the negative, but right. Then how did you switch it?
So how I switched it was I would even speak about the positive and think about it and write about it. Things I was grateful at the moment. And I really, really like would snap myself out of it. And there were moments that I would be drowning in boxes and I would be thinking, like I said, you allow yourself to think a negative thought and 14 seconds later you thought,
yes.
You think another negative thought and it just compounds. And so it's about, you know, interfering, you know, intercepting the thought with a positive. It's usually gratitude. That's the best thought. You know, that holds the least resistance.
But did you do any movement during that time? Because I talk about this embodied knowledge system, where if it just gets too much in your head, you got to get out of that environment.
Yes. It was moving. It was boxes. It was.
But what did you do when it was just like, I can't do this right now?
It was music. It was music.
Oh.
Yeah, it was music that would get me through because I would just put the music and I would attack a box. And then that box was done. And I would attack another box. And as long as the music was on, I was.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and it was movement. It was movement because that movement was necessary. I would, you know, I think that I would have lost my mind if I was just in my sitting.
Well, I wouldn't have allowed that, okay?
No, I know you wouldn't. You know, that's. Necessary.
I would have come to your rescue, but there.
Yes,
but again, I think the message here is it's okay to be negative and be trapped and be challenged. Just reframe it, as we say in coaching. Turn it around, contrast to clarity, with law of attraction, and it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It does, and it also works when you allow yourself to catch the negative thought before it compounds, you know, like
yeah, but we know we start to feel it in our body. That's body confidence goes to a low level,
right? Well, once you start to feel it, you know if you allow yourself to feel it and you allow yourself to go under that those covers and then you think about another reason why you should be under those covers and another reason why then you just, you know, it's harder to get out of it than if you had the thought, felt it for a bit, and then said, you know what? I'm getting out of it. I'm going to move. I'm going to do. What can I do? What can I be grateful for? What can I think about that's working in my life? You know, and then you're out of it. You're out of that the pulling sensation that's bringing you down. You're back. You distract yourself from that.
So we talked about a few things today around events. You start. What would be the thoughts that you would want our audience to start practicing?
So I think that the best thing that I can tell you to when dealing with the big events, that your body confidence, maybe, you know, when it shakes that body confidence and you're feeling, oh, I don't want to go, I don't want to do, I don't want to be out there, it's catch it before... catch the negative thought before 14 seconds pass, because like every 14 seconds, another supporting thought that's also negative will compound that first thought. And so you want to catch it. You want to think of something that you're grateful for, something that's working in your life, something that's good about yourself, that feels good, and then ride on that. Let that bring you back up and out.
And also to be true to yourself. I mean, when you start talking about yourself as being spontaneous and for me being inspirational around certain events, it gave us a sort of platform. It gave us the body confidence to be who we are and acknowledge that. And then that gives us energy. And like yes. You said, it creates energy around us.
And you know what else? I think that if you believe that you're a spontaneous type of person, you can, when you're not feeling so spontaneous, you can say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling it, but I know that I am. I know that I am this type of person. I'm just going to find that quality in me and I'm going to use it right now, even though I don't feel it. I know that I possess it. And that's the beauty of that system.
And there's not one way of doing it. I mean, as you said, you put on music and doing the boxes, the heavy boxes with all the stuff. I think if you had been analytical, not for some people, being analytical would be like, you know, placing certain things in certain spots, bing, bang, boom. Right. But also to notice in your environments, we talk about this in coaching, use music. If the music is going to help you, for God's sake, like when I take a walk every morning, I got to have that Rolling Stone music.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Moving. Uh-huh. And not get analytical. Oh, it's a little cold out here today. Right. I don't really want to go there.
Just the right amount of distraction to get you from thinking of, you know, the negativity that might creep in.
So again, tell people how they can connect with you.
Okay, well, you could connect with me by emailing me at sharonshriqui@gmail.com, SharonShriqui. And Stephanie and I, we both offer free exploratory sessions. That means a session that will help you get on track. And we do enjoy that. And we'd love to hear from you. And how about you, Steph?
Connect with me at bodyawe.com, and we'll see each other on the next wave.
Love that. Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.